You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, February 17th show. I am here to empower our community, providing you opportunities and solutions when it comes to your money. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. You can call the show at 1-855-411-50. Again, that's 1-855-411-50, or go online at themoneyhour.com to discuss anything regarding money with the guests that I have in studio today. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming back.
Oh, happy to be here. Thank you.
And that is my next guest, Jennifer Black with Caring Transitions Seattle. I just said thank you to her before I introduced her. Understanding the why of what Caring Transitions Seattle does, and a little bit about Jennifer. Jennifer brings to Caring Transitions over 20 years of experience covering real estate sales, account development, and sales management. She has been in the Northwest residence for over 49 years and is excited to provide much needed services in Northwest families. Caring Transitions services are solution-based and designed to help families navigate home transitions due to moving aging parents to senior housing, relocation, divorce, or death. No matter the scope of the project, they seek to streamline the process and minimize stress. And, you know, I'm all about streamlining, and it just makes life a whole lot easier altogether. So understanding the why of what you guys do with Caring Transitions, you were one of the first Caring Transitions office in the Northwest. Why did you decide to become a senior downsizing specialist, Jennifer?
Well, you know, personally, we had family that was going through downsizing, and they had needs. And as we started to look around, we realized that there just weren't a lot of people out there that could provide services to, yes, to assist them. And so it just kind of piqued our curiosity. And we thought, well, if our families needed assistance, there's got to be a lot of other families out there that do as well. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of started us down this path. You know, what are the opportunities in Seattle, and how could we really help people, and why? Why are we doing this? And it's one of those things where so many people have families. They also have families that are not local. Uh-huh. They have their own families, and so a lot of times they don't have time to be able to help, their aging parents.
Yes.
Or as people are starting to grow older as well, a lot of times what we'll find is we'll be working with some parents, and their kids will say, "Well, I'm starting to downsize too."
Yes.
So there's a lot of people out there that just need this type of assistance, and at different levels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's where a great passion for what you do in business coming from, a big why behind it. So thank you so much for sharing that, Jennifer, yeah, with my listeners. So how has senior downsizing changed since you started in 2011?
Well, I think that there's more of a recognition out there. People understand that this is a service, mm-hmm, that can be provided to them. When I first started, one of the things that would come up often is people would say, I wish you knew you existed when my parents were going through this. We don't hear that quite as often. I think the other thing that has been a real positive is that there's just a lot more offices out there mm-hmm, providing this type of service. Caring Transitions alone now has 7 offices in the Washington area. And so instead of being restricted, geographically as far as where you can get assistance, now you can basically reach out no matter where you live in the state of Washington, uh-huh, and have someone available to help you. So I think that that's been a big plus. Just there's more people out there being able to help a greater number of people.
Yes. Yeah. So why should families use a professional downsizing service?
Well, it really depends on what a lot of their needs are. And mm-hmm, I think that, understanding why you need help. When we talk to people about what we do, I mean, people understand what packing is. People understand what, estate sale services mm-hmm are. They understand the whole concept of moving. A lot of times what they don't understand is why it's important to bring in a professional to assist. And I think one of the things that's important, we touched on it earlier, is stress.
Yes.
It's really stressful.
Yeah.
And you all know kind of what goes through to get someone from, their current home to a smaller home over mm-hmm a relatively short period of time.
Yes.
And so I think that just just eliminating this stress dynamic within the family. Also just options. You know, a lot of times we are able to bring to the table greater options for families that perhaps they didn't know was available to them. So it's just having that knowledge base and opening up the different opportunities to get things accomplished. There's different ways that you can approach downsizing someone. Uh-huh. It's not a cookie cutter. And so being able to go in and say, well, I think this is the best option for you. You should maybe think about doing this versus that.
Yes.
It's really just having some professionals that have done this time and time again that can make this work a little bit smoother for you.
Makes sense. So families that are considering using a company to assist with downsizing, what questions are important for them to ask that company to make sure that they're choosing the right fit for them?
Well, I would say it's important to know why you're reaching out as well.
Okay.
You know? So what is it that, you know, what are you trying to achieve? What does your family need? And once you kind of have an understanding of that, make sure that the person that you're working with can meet those needs.
Mm-hmm.
Are you someone that has your own employees? Do you start with, you know, us from start to finish? Do you manage the whole process? Do you subcontract out any part of the process? You know, really just making sure that what it is you need to have done, that person can provide you.
Of course.
If they can't, make sure that they have, you know, other options available to you, whether it's a referral network or someone mm-hmm. else that can work with you to make those things happen. I think it's also important to ask for referrals. You know, make sure you get recommendations,
yes.
referrals. Are you, you know, licensed? Are you insured?
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, kind of the best business practices. Now that the industry has grown and there's more people out there, there's also a lot of people out there that just say, hey, I'm going to be a downsizing service.
Yeah.
Well, there's a little bit more to that as well. And so you just want to make sure that you do all of your research and ask all your questions and make sure that people are, you know, they're in it for the right reason. And I always say, too, you know, make sure that the person you're working with is open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I found, and I think it's one of the most interesting things about what we do, is that every day and every scenario is a little bit different.
Uh-huh.
So someone needs to be able to go in, walk into someone's home, and think outside the box. What's the best way to make this work for this family?
Yeah.
And so just being able to think creatively,
yes.
I think can be a benefit as well.
Well, and in all of our industries and professions, it's important to have, you know, great passion for people and to be able to navigate different personalities, but even more so in what you're doing, because you're dealing with families and sometimes, you know, multiple siblings and everybody has a different opinion. And so really being able to navigate through that process, I would imagine, would be really critically important as well.
It is very important.
Yeah.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So we talked about, you've talked about a referral network. Do you have a referral network for clients that are working with you if there's pieces of services that you don't offer that you're going to get them connected with those right companies?
We do. It's really important. Whenever I go to meet with a client, and I say this all the time, you know, I may not be the perfect fit for what you need to have done.
Yes.
But I'll certainly try and find someone that is. And so we've spent a lot of time meeting with different providers.
And, uh-huh.
You know, there's
like
several,
we have right
like
here
we
in
have
studio.
In the studio, which is wonderful. And just finding those people that can,
yes.
You know, are available, are reputable, and that can work hard and on behalf of the client.
Mm-hmm.
So that is definitely, I think, important. If we can't, if we're not the right fit, and sometimes we're not,
sure.
Let's make sure we find someone that can provide the correct service for that,
yes.
for that family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Downsizing, when is the best time to start that process?
I know
we should always be downsizing.
Should always be downsizing.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, you can downsize at any age.
Yes.
You know, everyone seems to think that you need to be a senior, but I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Uh-huh.
I think that we've done projects for people where they've started planning years in advance.
Mm-hmm.
We've done projects for people where I get a phone call and say, my house is closing in 2 weeks. I need to have everything out.
Yeah.
I think the more time you give yourself, the better, because, again, it goes back to that stress and also just the ability to make good decisions.
Yes.
People tend to make better decisions, that they're happier with long term when they're not under these time restrictions.
Of course.
And that's one thing with families and their belongings. There's such a connection to the things they've had in their homes for so many years. When they feel that there's this time constraint to get rid of things, they may make these choices that down the road they're going to be really upset about, unhappy mm-hmm. with, or, you know, just sad that they had to, you know, get rid of grandma's, you know, old cedar chest or
yes.
whatever it is. And so I just feel that if you give yourself a little bit more time, you can make better choices that long term that you and the family will be happier living with.
Yeah, so. Great advice. So we've been talking about senior downsizing, mm-hmm. but I know your company doesn't just work with seniors,
right.
correct?
Right, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've worked in the past with single family members. So maybe mom or dad, two kids, they need help because they're getting ready to move. We've worked with busy professionals. They just don't have time to do it themselves. We do a lot of work with people that might have collections, like specific items that they want to liquidate and maybe don't have another option out there to be able to do it. So there's a lot of reasons why people downsize. Sometimes it's because maybe they've been collecting a certain thing for many years and they're tired of collecting those items.
Yes.
And so let's move them on to someone else and, you know, maybe start a different collection. So I get calls for all sorts of reasons. So it's not just about seniors. That just seems to be the demographic that needs a little
that
needs bit more
the
help.
Assistance, yes.
Yeah.
Makes
but yeah,
sense.
We're hoping to talk to anyone. So, you know, that's never an issue for me. I love to meet with all sorts of people.
So Jennifer, first step to get things started would be?
Reach out. Call for a mm-hmm. consult, whether it's Caring Transitions office or someone else you know that does downsizing services. Make an appointment and have us come out, take a look around. Again, you know, we may be the perfect fit for what you need to have done, or we may not, but let's at least have a conversation and start moving you in the direction of what could be the right fit.
Yes.
So, anytime, schedule an appointment and ask a lot of questions mm-hmm. and go from there.
So as I wrap up my time here with you, I've got a couple minutes left. I would love to finish our time together with a story and a recent example of someone that you've helped in the senior downsizing and how it made an impact on their family and made that process easier.
Well, actually, one that I just worked on this past summer that it was so much fun. It was very fascinating. It was a family. It was a large family. There were six uh-huh. siblings involved. And mom and dad, over the course of many, many years, had collected amassed quite a large collection of Native American items.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from baskets to pottery and implements and just the most amazing collection. And when the family, when mom had passed away and they needed to go ahead and start getting the house ready to sell, there was this big question about how are we going to take care of this? You know, do we ship 100 items here? Do we other items here? You know, who gets this? And mm-hmm. it became this just stopping point where this collection that had brought so much joy to the family over the course of the years
yeah.
was now the reason why they weren't able to sort of move on, get the house on the market
mm-hmm.
and make all of these things happen. And so I was fortunate enough to be able to work with this family and work with them doing some online auctions to liquidate this amazing collection. And what was so great is that since we did it online, we were able to get this large footprint out there across the United States. So a lot of these beautiful pieces went to not only resellers, but to collections.
Wow.
So the family just felt this great relief knowing that all of these things that their family had cherished so much
yeah.
weren't just going to shops to be resold, that they
yes.
were going to be cherished and taken care of, and kind of their history is going to be passed on through other collectors in
Love
the Northwest
it.
As well. So. Those don't happen every day, but I
yeah.
sure love it when they do.
Well,
so.
it's a great story and a testament and why the importance of really having an expert to help navigate through that process. And Jennifer, again, I really appreciate you having you here. Look forward to having you back.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And this is your host and mortgage expert signing off for the day, but I'll be here next weekend, same time, same place, right here on 1150 AM KKNW. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.